Welcome, library friends, to the Silverton Library Connection podcast, where pages turn, stories unfold, and community bonds grow stronger. I'm your host, Misty Anderson. Join me as we dive into the world of books, explore the heart of our library, and uncover the pulse of our town's happenings. This is the Silverton Library Connection podcast. Get ready to be inspired, informed, and entertained. Good morning, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Silverton Library Connection podcast. I'm your host, Misty Anderson, and the library director here in our beautiful Carnegie Library in Silverton, Colorado. Thank you for joining me today. I am looking forward to our little conversation today because honestly, it's been a buzz around the library lately. And that is, how do we get more library cards for digital content? And so some of you out there, or a lot of you, are Silverton Library patrons. And while we have, in my opinion, a pretty robust collection, sometimes you find yourself having to wait in lines and put multiple books on hold, and you might get frustrated and you're like, wow, everybody uses their library for Libby and Overdrive and Hoopla, and I'm having to wait in all these lines. So I wanted to talk about this problem and then offer you some solutions that might help you a little bit. So in recent years, I've collected multiple library cards for digital content so that I can access books and media that I'm interested in. Our local library here has a ton of awesome online services, but I've been able to discover even more content by having more library cards. And so some things that are available when you consider digital content are things like, of course, ebooks and audiobooks, but there's magazines. Magazines are on Libby and Overdrive. There's video streaming on platforms like Hoopla and Canopy. There's educational apps, language apps, music downloads for streaming, online classes, book clubs, demonstrations, visual art classes, book talks, cooking classes. I mean, the list goes on. And so the more libraries you connect with, you kind of build your own library. And so it's pretty exciting. If you're using Libby for our services here and you do get another card, you'll just simply go into your manage cards and it'll say add a library card. So at the end of this, when I've convinced you to, you know, get these other library cards, that's how you're going to do it. So let's first start with the easiest things for you to do to get more collection. That is, first of all, as a Colorado resident, anyone in Colorado can get a Denver e-card, a Denver Public Library e-card. So as long as you have an address in Colorado, so Silvertonians out there, you can log on to the Denver Public Library website, you go to get an e-card and fill out your information. It immediately will send you your library card number and your PIN number. And so you can just add that right into Libby. That is a very simple solution because the Denver Public Library is huge. They have access to way more collections than we do. So I would highly recommend getting an e-card from them. The second place that is free for us as Silvertonians is the Durango Public Library. As Silvertons living here, we can go to the Durango Public Library, and I believe I've discussed this before, but you can go to the Durango Public Library, show them your ID, and get a full access card. One of the things I love is that, you know, they subscribe to the Hoopla app, and we don't at the Silverton Library. So when you go there, one of the apps that you get, in addition to adding to your Libby library, is you get this additional Hoopla app. And Hoopla is a lot like Libby. However, they also have movies and music on Hoopla. And I personally find that I never really have to wait in line on Hoopla. It's because of the way the platform works and how, as libraries, how we purchase the books. But Hoopla is a little bit different. It's quite pricey, which is why our library doesn't have it yet. But what I'm encouraging you to do is to tap into the other resources that we have, like the Durango Public Library, and then you will have access to Hoopla. So let's say you're at your book club says, you know, we're going to read The Maid this month. You go on to Libby, the month, the the wait is like, 19 weeks or something crazy, and you're like, ugh, you can jump over to Hoopla at that point because you're a Durango Public Library cardholder, and you'll probably find that it's available. It doesn't always the case, but I do find it's a really, really great resource. All right, the third free card that I know of that you can get completely free is Broward County, which is crazy because that is actually in the Miami area, if you know that. But they have opened their digital services up to all of us, which I think is amazing. And I actually really want to support the Broward County Library in the community now just because they're doing that. And so if you go on Google and you search Broward County Public Library, there is a link that says get an e-card. You go on there, you enter the information. It's really, really easy. After the Broward County one, there is, those are the three top ones that I know that will be very, free to you. And so free is awesome. So free is good, like we've obviously established, but some libraries actually offer non-resident cards for a fee that can be used for getting into their digital resources. I haven't personally gotten any non-resident cards yet, but in doing the research for this, I think there may be a couple of libraries that I'm interested in getting a non-resident card. So most libraries that have the non-resident cards, they go anywhere from $25 a year to $150 a year, depending on the libraries. But some libraries, such as Laurel County Public Library, offer non-resident cards for free. So that's another library that you can go in and get a non-resident club or card for free. When you think about those states that offer those, I wanted to just discuss a few that I think would be worth maybe checking into. So when we look at, of course, the big ones, right? When we think about like the New York City Public Library and the Houston Public Library and any the Los Angeles Public Library. So those are big libraries that have really big collections. Now, one thing I'm going to tell you is that while all of these have a fee, a lot of these, if you live in the state, so let's take California for instance. California is a really great state to read in for readers because they have a lot of libraries that offer library cards free to all California residents, regardless of where your address is. So the Los Angeles Public Library has an annual an annual non-resident fee of $50, but if you live in California, then you get it for free. The Palos Verdes Library District, any California resident, the San Jose Public Library, any resident, Oakland Public Library, any resident, San Francisco Library, any resident of California, Huntington Beach Public Library, any California resident. The reason I'm rattling these off is because I'm positive that someone you know lives in California, be it a friend or a family member. And so, one of the things I like to tell patrons to do is share your library cards, right? You can still have plenty of access and have two or three people that are using the card. So, I know for myself, like my best friend lives in Los Angeles. So, I have already reached out to her about applying for all of these cards that I just told you. And then what she'll do is give me the library card number and the PIN, and I'll add it to my Libby or my Hoopla, and I'll have access to their collection as well. So use the power of your friends and family. New York, same way. The New York City Public Library offers any New York resident a free card, just like the Denver Public Library does for those of us in Colorado. But I say all this to tell you that the power of friends and family and living in different places and sharing library cards is a really, really good tool and help you gain access. And then I would encourage you to just go on to Google. There's a website I really like. It's called everyday-reading.com. And she's someone I actually have been following online for a while. And she made up a list. Her name is Jansen. And she made up a list of all the states and what their library card, program is like. And so you can literally scroll the states. And so what I did was I scrolled through and I found the ones that offered free resident cards for that state. And then I thought about who do I know that lives in that state that I'm friends with or family with? And I reached out to those people, and most of them are getting library cards. They're really excited about it. Most of them you can easily get online. You don't have to go in to get the actual card. And then they just give you the library card number and the PIN number. So sharing is caring if you want to read more in this instance. And then the other thing she does a really good job of on this website is talking about where the paid non-resident cards are. So, for instance, the cheapest one I found, which I think is probably one that I'm going to subscribe to, is the state of Hawaii. So, the state, think about they probably have several libraries there. The state offers a non-resident card for $25 a year. So for $25 a year, you can have access to the entire Hawaiian public library, which is awesome. For instance, the Brooklyn Public Library is $50 a year. The Houston Public Library is $40 a year. The Miami Public Library is $65 a year. And the New York Public Library is $50 a year. So you have some really good options for access. And you could get one of those non-resident cards, or you could get a couple. I was even thinking this might be a really good gift for someone, getting them a non-resident card at a really big library where they'd have more access. In fact, now that I'm talking about it, I actually may ask for a big one for my birthday as well. Because having a catalog of a bigger collection allows you to find the things you want to find and be able to hold the things you want to hold in a reasonable time frame. And Libby does a good job of when you have multiple cards on there, it will actually search. If you're searching for a book, it will look for the book that has the shortest hold on it at whatever library you're subscribed to. So that's a really nice feature within there. That's really all I wanted to talk about today. I wanted to keep this short, but I also wanted to use it to inspire you to find other ways to get more content. And remember, your action items are going to the Denver Public Library website and getting your free Colorado card, because that's an easy one. Stopping by the Durango Public Library the next time you're getting groceries in Durango and getting your Durango library card. And then getting on the Broward County Public Library website in Miami and getting their free non-resident card. And then the last thing is going to the internet and possibly everyday-reading.com and finding the list of non-resident library cards. And from there, you could kind of list it, lists, like I said, every single state, and you could figure out where you potentially want to buy some content from. So I hope this episode really helped everyone. It gives you some more content, some more ideas. Reach out to those friends and family, guys, because they will be helpful and getting a library card. And you might find, because this happened to me, that some of those people already have a library card and they're happy to share it with you. So friends and family are important. Using the power of the internet here is great, and finding people that have found other libraries that do share their library cards. So just do some research, a little digging. I hope this powers you forward, and I hope to connect with everyone very soon. And I hope that everyone has a wonderful day. I look forward to talking with you soon.